Good afternoon and welcome back to the Dime C podcast. My last podcast, I explained and I apologized for being away for so long. I just had to take a mental break, and sometimes you need those. Today is Friday, August the 30th. Happy birthday to all my Virgos, who's maybe if your birthday passed or if it's coming up, happy birthday. I wish you the best of luck and I hope you have a ball. So I was going to start doing a recap. I told myself I can do this once a week. My podcast can be once a week and I'll do a recap of a full week. Like this week that just passed, we had the VMA Awards. And all I have to say about that is Missy Elliott. I'm so glad after 14 years. I didn't know it had been that long since she had been gone from the industry, but she comes back stronger than ever. She still got the same swag. I love it. Her ambition, her energy, it all pours out into her entertainment and her knowledge. She's also got some degrees too as well. I don't want to mess up which degree she just got last, but she just graduated with her master's. And I forget in what. But she was honored. She is an icon. I love it. And I'm so glad that she's back. Also, big shout out to Lizzo. I saw her performance. Now, I didn't catch the entire show, but I know it's going to be reruns coming up this weekend. But I just wanted to congratulate Missy Elliott and Lizzo. Lizzo for being who she is, loving the skin she's in, and she killed her performance as well. Shout out to Cardi B. I know she won an award, but I didn't want to just focus on the VMA Awards, but shout out to everybody who went and who performed. I was gonna go around, do some national news, and then round it back off to some local news. I know how it is in podcasts. You don't want to hear people blab and yab and opinions all day, so I try to cut it short. I'm gonna get straight to the topics. My first topic is I want to bring it back here to Louisville, Kentucky, our local people. Congratulations to Manuel, who knocked off Sacred Heart in the Apple Tournament. The Apple Tournament has been going on here in Louisville, Kentucky, because this is something I learned ever since 1973. It's the 47th Apple Tournament, and this is in soccer. So congratulations to Manuel. This happened on this past Monday. They knocked off Sacred Heart in their first season opening event. Congratulations. Now let's move right along. Vegan. To all my vegans, I know we're on the merge of, this is about to be, we're in 2019. I say by 2020, Louisville will have tons and tons of different restaurants that you could choose from. Me traveling from LA, going to LA, there's tons to choose from. I know different demographics, a whole lot of more population of people, but I do hope that one day Louisville can be on the same track and have tons of vegan restaurants that you can choose from. What I wanted to say about that is that there is a jackfruit slider out right now, and it is made with, it says it's a huge, bizarre looking tropical fruit native to Indian and Southeast Asia. And it is taken that, it said it's taken the vegan by storm, and it's 100% vegan. You can look up the recipe. I'm going to give you a site to look it up on. It's called makeitgrateful.com. Make it, M-A-K-E, it, grateful.com. Look it up. I'm just trying to give you some options here. I'm a single mother of a seven-year-old, and I love to give out good food tips. And vegan is one thing that I can't say I've tried. You can't knock it until you try it. And I've loved from breakfast to sliders, to spaghetti, to ravioli. I've tried different kinds of vegan foods and I've liked every single last one of them. No complaints. Moving right along, let's talk a little bit of politics. Matt Bevin files motion to remove a judge over a Facebook like. Now, when I first read this story, I was like, this can't be true. But it was a guy by the name of, I don't want to mess it up. Hold on. Sorry. Brief. Well, anyways, I don't have the guy's name on handy right now, but he's supportive of Andy Brashear. This judge typically just liked something that Andy Brashear posted. He's a Democrat, right? He's going to be running up against Matt Bevin, and Matt Bevin wants to get him removed. So as you can see, politics to me, I'm not going to say it is a big deal. You should know your local politics. your local politics. I will say that's a big deal. Please know all your local politics. Now, do I believe a human being could do something for me? That I know at the end of the day, it's all about behind closed doors. Their agenda is about other things. No, I believe in God. I believe in the spirit. So I don't put all my hopes and dreams into one person. We are all human beings on this earth and we all make mistakes. And people do things that you think that may be out of character, but they're doing it for a reason. So my take on politics is, you like who you like, but honest and true to me, I get into it and I know that I have the knowledge that I need to seek of it. Who's this person? Who's that person? Who's that person? But I do not put all my faith in one person to change the world. If you want to change the world, people, we have to do it on our own. We have to get out and get active. You don't count on one person to change things for you that have been a certain way for years. You don't expect that. You go out and make change in your community and do your service and do your due diligence, because that's what I've been doing. Speaking of community, the perfect topic now. Dozens of people, including government officials and local, gather at a planned site on Louisville Urban Sports and Learning Complex. So you know it's coming to you, right? The CEO, thanks to Sadiqua Reynolds, the president and CEO of the Louisville Urban League. She said this will bring about economic opportunities and it will bring it right straight to the center of West Louisville, which is a good thing. So she said this is a space for mentorship. This is a space for mentorship between professionals and students. It will have rock climbing. She said it could be a concert venue. These are all different ideas that they plan on doing with this complex. Concert venue, outdoor classroom. And she said she pictures a food truck gathered around the center to greet tourists and visitors, bringing in revenue for the area. Now, this is great because it also sounds like this is going to bring some jobs to the community as well. So big shout out to Shadiqua Reynolds. I don't want to mess up her name. She's the CEO of Louisville Urban Leagues. And also shout out to my brother's foundation, the Rajon Rondo Assisting Youth Foundation. I will get more information about what they are doing, but it's geared towards the incentive of helping out organizations and different groups of youth to encourage and inspire them to have the tools and resources that they need to be successful in school. It's all wrapped up in one. I'll have more details about that a little later. But what I will say is shout out to everybody helping out in the community. School's been back in. School's in session for about, it's almost been a month. I want to say shout out to everybody who gave out free haircuts, who contributed in a way of giving uniforms, helping buy shoes, whatever you did. Shout out to everybody who helped out in Louisville, Kentucky in the community to help send those kids back to school with confidence and ready to learn, because that's all they should be worried about, is having their confidence, build them up at home, send them out into this world so they can do the things that they want to do, because the youth is the future, right? And I wanted to end it off with a quote. I'm going to end this off. It was real quick. I had a couple of different, you know, different local stories this time, different. I'm going to switch it up every single time because I know you don't want to hear the same thing over and over. So I did a little bit of food, a little bit of local news. And wait, before I go, shout out to DeMarcus Cousins, because everybody knows I can relate. If you've not had a crazy baby mama, which I'm not labeling myself crazy, but sometimes we have heated discussions and arguments, and he was just put on blast for some comments he made to his son's mother that weren't polite, but it takes two. And I feel like his son's mom ought to be ashamed of herself, because you don't let information like that get out to the outside world. I know having a brother in the NBA, there are things that go on with us that's personal, but you have to keep it personal. You don't allow media outlets and people who want to destroy you and your career know. And clearly, DeMarcus Cousins' son's mom, I don't know what career she has, if she has one, but you don't try to destroy the main person who's taking care of you, which I know he is. He's taking care of you and your son. You don't try to break that person down. You try to uplift them. Try to help him. You knew he was crazy before you had a kid by him. The little boy's 7 years old. Now, I'm not going to stop. Okay, I apologize for calling DeMarcus' cousins crazy, but we all get a little cuckoo over our kids, right? Like, that's the main thing you don't want to mess with is your child. You don't want anyone messing with your child. And the fact that if you take care of your child and you have a disagreement with a different parent or your parent, you're co-parenting, there's always room for discussion and to try to help that situation out. So long story short, man, shout out to DeMarcus Cousins. I have brothers. They go through it. So I get it. I really do get it. And I just want to say for future references, ladies, let's please try to not always resort to calling the police, because as you can see, the police are not our friends. Hello. So let's get it together. Leaving off with a quote from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Love of self comes first. The one who loves everybody is the one who does not love anyone. I'm going to read that again. Love of self comes first. The one who loves everybody is the one who does not love anyone. That's my time. Thank you. I appreciate you listening to the Dime C podcast. Remember two things. Remember always two things. Stay true to yourself and always remember to fight the power. What I mean by fighting the power is fighting any type of illegal system like the government who tries their best to oppress people from getting to certain limits. So that's what I mean by fighting the power. We are bigger. We are one. Let's unite. Let's love. And let's take care of one another. Dime C. I'm out. Peace.